I think they'd love to be free. I think they'd love to have just some of the things that we have. You know, I remember Iran many years ago, friends of mine were always in Iran and they were doing real estate deals in Iran. They were building beautiful buildings all over Iran, apartment houses. They were very successful. And then one day that came to an end. But you know what? The people of Iran, they remember that. It was a long time ago, but not so long ago. They remember it. And I'll tell you, they love America. They love what we stand for. And we're not looking for change. We're not looking for government takeover, government change. You know, this country's been through that many times. That doesn't work.
People do encourage other countries to, who are maybe concerned about
well, but what I did, is, you know, I put it out very publicly with respect to Iran. I said, if they need help with respect to the virus, we'd love to send. We have the greatest medical professionals in the world. We'd love
to send. What countries are you encouraging, perhaps, to lend their support? Because there are many countries that feel...
I'm not encouraging or discouraging. They've been a very hostile country. They made a deal that wasn't the deal we should have never made. It was a short-term deal, giving them $150 billion, giving them $1.8 billion in cash. Certainly consider different
things. The United Nations says they need help.
Well, that's up to the United Nations. I'm talking about us. And what happens is if they wanted help, because they have a very big case of virus, a very, very big case. It's one of the worst on earth, if you believe what you're reading, and I happen to believe what I see and what I know. And if they wanted help, we'd give them help. Yeah, you had one in the back, please.
Mr. President, and I have a question for Jared, too. You talk about a granular approach to receiving data from these different states and regions to try and figure out what they need. Mr. President, you just enacted the EPA on ventilators and masks. Are there any signals from across the country that might indicate there are other things besides masks and ventilators that are slowly kind of rising in terms of need, like hand sanitizer, for instance?
So the first issue that we've been dealing with was really the ventilators. That was the number one, number two, and number three from all the states. What we've been finding is that people have a lot of these requests based on models, and what we've been trying to do over at FEMA is save the states.